alive before me. You're head and hair as white as wool, as white as snow. I'd a fire clothed upon and one with my father. Father of lights, judgment time has come. Fearful time for the wicked and disobedient. Weep for the people of the earth. In the darkness of night, I set my angels around them. Sleeping dogs, they know not I'm them. In the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day as my test. Testimony. Weep, weep for the people of the earth. My judgment time has come. Since the dawn of creation, man has rebelled against me, and I've said my against man. In the darkness of the night, I set my angels around him. Sleeping dogs, they know not I'm them. At the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them. They burn all day, fall to see. People astray. They have led them in a good religious way. Having a form of godliness, but denying my power, they've blasphemed my name to heaven. now their sins have come up before me, and the wrath has risen in my vein. My son will suffer no longer. I'm ready to smite the Adam rain. Him as God in every church in the land. Now my wrath is revealed against them, set my face against man. sending my angels around them. Sleeping dogs, they know that I'm dying. They're blinded by religion and their own good ways, and they care not where I am. But the first break of dawn, I pounce upon them, sprinkle them with judgment fine. Then from then on forever, humanity sees them burn. With clowns, every eye shall behold him. Tribes of the earth shall wail. I guess they killed him for his good deed. But it turned around and gave them salvation in love many long years. Now they've said in their heart, I do not need them, so I've set my face against man. He lives by the power of your Father. Gathers against him, and the angel of fire is camped all around them, have not a chance to win. just and righteous are thy judgments, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And la 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 la. By the Spirit in this day, setting his obedient people in order, in his heavenly order. In the New Jerusalem, it's been sent out, bringing them through the three gates. Now, I know it won't mean anything to you now, but it will later on. But he's bringing his remnant, his first remnant of people, in through the three south gates. Oh, and you'll remember that later on. It'll mean something to you. Oh. Then he moves them, baptizes each member, not into the muddy waters of the earthly water, but into the heavenly water of the body of Jesus. Said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Right out on the sea of glass before the throne, he begins to form his living church. And once he sets his living church in order, he gives them the sign of the rainbow. In the days of Noah, he established that rainbow. Said, judgment has passed over you. And then we see it in the book of Revelation. John sees it around the throne, that rainbow around the throne. And then the angel of the Latter-day Church is clothed upon with that rainbow. Judgment has passed over this people. They stay faithful in my church, and they have all the covenants of God in my heavenly order. And judgment has passed over. Every kind of judgment there is. You that have been here this week, you've seen just mass healings and miracles. That we just sit there and let these truths of God eat on us and move in us through the blood and the flesh and the body of Jesus. Oh, now it comes time for us to sit in the heavenly order. Now, the first time that you were baptized on your back. But now when you go into the ministry, you're baptized on your face. Jesus telling this, that I must wash away their face and wash in my face, so their my face is set towards my people. Oh, this I require, that man shall not set his own face towards my people anymore. Because this is the reason why that I'm bringing judgment. Man has set his own face towards my people, and have deceived them and led them astray. And so I lead my ministers up, and I baptize them on their face. Oh, and wash away their face, and they rise with my face set towards my people. Oh, 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 hmm, oh. Now the first time Brother Josh lost his life in the body of Jesus for himself. But now God required him to lose it again. This time he loses it for the people. For God's people. Oh. 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 Everyone ready? Oh. 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 Ah. Mm. Oh. Oh. Hold him up there. Oh. Oh. Pick him up. Get him a little bit closer to the throne. Mm. That's good enough right there. Right now, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister right down on his face. Oh, right into the heavenly water of your face, that it might wash away his face and wash in your new face toward his people. And lay him right down. Oh! Henry Smith lost his life and baptized into the water, heavenly water of Jesus. His life was washed away and the new life of Jesus was washed in him. No one has to tell him about that. He felt it. He's still moving in it. But this time the Lord required him to lose his life a second time and to lose his faith a second time for his people. He's not playing with this thing. The charge does not come from me. It comes from Jesus Christ. And you stand there before him and he does it his way. And from then on, you belong to him. And woe beyond anybody that takes their own face back and goes to moving back in the old order of man. Oh. Oh. One. Two. Three. Four. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this, your pastor evangelist, down on his face into the heavenly water of your face, washing away his face, that he might rise with your new face set toward his people. Just lay him right down there on his face. Himself. He was baptized down on his back there before the throne, and he lost his life for himself. But this time he loses his life for the people that he'll be sent to. Oh, oh, are you ready? Oh, no. Oh. 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 I baptize this prophet evangelist down on his face. Go right into the heavenly waters of your face, that he might rise with your face, set towards you, your people. Just lay him right down on his face. On his back, lost his life for himself. No one had to tell him what happened to him. He isn't just like you. When he hit that heavenly water of the body of Jesus, he felt it wash through you, and your old life left, and a new life moved through you. But now, as an elder, set in this church to take care of the people, move around among the people, meet their needs, whatever, God requires that he lose his life again by the Spirit and by the water for the people. The good shepherd giveth his life for the people. That's the requirement of the Lord. He says, that's my heavenly order, and that's the way we do it. Okay? Oh. 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 Ah. Oh, 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 oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this elder in your living church down on his face into the heavenly waters of your face, that it might wash away his face and bring your face set toward his people. Just lay him right down on his face. Is she lose her life again for the people that she serves. Oh, 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 oh. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face, right in the heavenly waters of your face. Oh, that it might wash away her face. Oh, wash away her eyes and wash in your eyes towards your people. Just lay her right down on her face. Oh. Oh. time Sister Bourne baptized for herself. She lost her life herself. This time must be for her people, for whoever the people of God is that she comes in contact with must have her life already lost in the life of Jesus moving through her. Oh. To you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister in your living church down on her face, that it might lose her life, wash her life away, and wash her face away, and ride with your new face towards your people. Just lay it right down on her face. Time she lost her life for herself. This time, the seven works of the Holy Spirit, she looted her life for the people. And then baptized down into his face, on her face, she rided with the newness of his face set towards the people of God. Ooh. 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 Ah. Baptize her right down on her face, and the heavenly water to your face might wash away her face and her eyes, and wash in your new face and your new eyes set towards your people. So lay her right down on her face. Sister Dollar lost her life, of course, for herself, this time for the people of God, whom she serves. The ministers of God become servants. They are powerful creatures of God, but in all their power and all their dominion, he required that they become servants to the people, to the obedient people. To the enemies, they are something terrible, but to the people of God, they must be servants. Oh. Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh. 5. Ooh. 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 I baptize this minister down on her face, right into the waters of your face, Lord Jesus. Lose her life. Lose her face. Oh, into the waters of your face. And come up with your face set towards the people. Lay her right down on her face. Oh. 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 Peace. pick him up or slay him that way. Oh, stand him facing that way. Oh, we got him. Yes, Lord. Come on around, Jesse, on this side. Whoa. And an overseer and a pastor. There are three gates to the east. East is denoted as being towards heaven. So an overseer, an elder, or a pastor are baptized on their face towards heaven. Now there are three gates. When they get ready to enter in the fullness of their ministry, they'll be clothed upon with those three gates. But he requires that it set their face towards heaven to be looking at him. Not just in a ceremony, but an actual working to where they'll be able to see the people, the needs, see Christ, and see the needs of the people in it. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize it. Oh, prophet overseer of yours, now on his face, into the east gate of the water of your body, healing water of your body, towards the east, towards heaven, the river of life. Just lay him right down on his face. Oh, prophet evangelist, be baptized into the west gate. The reason for this is very simple. West is towards Egypt. Egypt being a type of the lost people. A lot more to it than just this one gate, but he starts it off this way. And when a minister moves towards the lost people, God says that they set their face towards the lost people, but he is their rear reward. He goes behind them. Signs following, remember? Signs following the ministry? Okay. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this prophet evangelist down on his face to the west, setting his face and your face towards the lost people of Egypt. I just lay him right down on his face. Oh, ah, oh, oh. Brother Mac, being the pastor evangelist, must first go into one of the east gates, setting his face towards heaven. Now, many times when the Lord gets ready to move into the fullness of the ministry, he puts you into several of the different gates. Oh, one, the gate of fire. I'm not going to tell you what the other gates are, or you'll be wondering, striving about them. Yes, Lord. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, baptize this pastor evangelist of yours, right down on his face into your east gate, facing you towards heaven and looking for your coming in obedience to you. Just lay him right down on his face. Same way with an elder in a church, they go towards the east, towards heaven. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this elder born again down into the east gate towards heaven looking view on his face that he might rise with an open face towards you looking for your return and obedience to you until you do. Just lay him right down. Ooh. nothing. In obedience to the Lord, we baptize her towards the west, her calling being that of an evangelist, setting her face towards Egypt, towards the lost people. That she might begin to move in that direction in her ministry. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this evangelist of yours down on her face, right into the west gate of the living water of your body, that her face might be set towards the lost people. Just lay her right down. Oh, right down on her face. Oh. Her into the west gate, setting her face towards the lost people. I'm not going to speak of her ministry now, other than to say it's set as a gatherer to gather people into the living church of the living Jesus. Later on, there will be a speaking in prophecy. Unless the Lord chooses to do it this way, and I want to tell you this, just like they prophesied over me, the council set in heaven does the prophesying, and boy, when that happens, it's something. Oh. It may happen this way. They may have me or the council here to prophesy when the time comes. But we do this in obedience to him until he brings forth the ministry. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this, your gathering evangelist, down on her face into the west gate of the living water of your body, with her face set towards Egypt, towards the lost people. Just lay her right down. Ooh. 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 Just tie it around her neck. People, many ministers, when they first set them in, they have dual callings. A lot of them have dual callings. They are gatherers of people, and they are also servants in the church. And it's up to the Lord to pick out for me to hear, best of my ability, what he says, which one calling he wants them to enter into first. Sister Boyne, he says, set her face towards the west to begin to gather in the people, and especially the young people and children of her that she has a calling for. Right now, we just baptize this evangelist of yours, right down, into the west gate of the living water of your body, that she might lose her life and have her face set towards the lost people. Just lay her right down, cover up there. The women to have two, small one, a large one, you can guess the reason. One is they're dealing with children, and they need light ones, and then they're dealing with young folks, a whole lot, and they need light ones, and then they also need these heavy ones, because every once in a while they get a bullock, you know. You don't think this thing worked, you ought to see me use it on some of the bullocks. Oh, Chicago, high. Terrible weapon, filled with the blood and the fire of God. Woe be unto the person that's ever marked with this. I've only had to mark a few. And I tremble every time I do. When I mark them, they're marked. Oh, most of them repent when that glory hits them. Yes, Lord. But these are not just play purties. These are things God gave, oh, to be used in this day. Filled with the blood and the fire of God, so that people would have something they wouldn't have to try to believe in. They could identify with his scars and his judgments and his mantles. We baptize this member of your new creation right down on the face towards the east gate. Oh, and she might rise with her face set towards heaven, your face set towards heaven in service to the people. Just lay her right down. Judgment passed over the sign of the rainbow. Now, this afternoon, and many of you will begin to see him, the angel of the Latter-day Church clothed the bone with a rainbow will hit the ground right out there. And this will be the mark of all the new churches and all the new Jerusalem. John saw this angel, Revelation the 10th chapter, and again, the last part of Revelation. This is the angel of the Latter-day Church that sit there for the people. And the reason for it, the reason the angel is set at the church, judgment's passed over them, is the very reason that the angels were set over the children of Israel when they were leaving the Egypt. When a death angel, judgment angel, begin to strike, and the angels that were following the blood set before the obedient households, they wave the judgment over. And that's exactly what happens when God brings a group in order. He gives his angel charge over them, the one clothed with a rainbow. They say judgment has passed over this group of people. Don't touch them. Don't do anything to them. Oh, these are people of God. God works by his angels. Jesus, the commander of angels. Say, well, I didn't know he did that. A lot of things you don't know. You've been in darkness of religion so long as the field we all way. You hardly know John 3:16. You don't really know what that means. Ooh. Judgment has passed over this people. They are now formed into my living church. Our Father's sign fulfilled in our Lord. The sign of the rainbow. Judgment is gone. Plenty in this people, by Jesus our Lord, the head of the body. In the midst he lives and controls. We sit in order according to his plan of heaven, not the plan of man. Set in elders by his selection, that they fill their part on the church, on the sea of glass. The body of Jesus, the church of God, brooded over by the Holy Ghost, made as one. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth the new by crushing the old. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth the new by crushing the old. Oh, the juice of the grape.
Oh, the juice of the grape.
That's the juice of the branch.
That's the juice of the vine.
Makes us all one.
Oh,
the love of God.
Is something to behold.
He brings forth anew in his wine press of love.
Of love.
He presses together grapes of all sorts. Then he rises and falls
with the spirit of love
and brings forth anew
as he crushes the old.